I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. A U.S. judge recently ruled in favor of a Christian college ministry, University Christian Fellowships. Greg House says a federal case involving the University of Iowa revealed illegal discrimination against religious groups. 2 years ago, university officials kicked groups off campus, including InterVarsity, because groups required their leaders to be of the same faith. Praise God for removing this barrier, and pray for InterVarsity as it reaches out on campus. And most people in North African countries follow Islam, and there's little Christian influence. So if the church in North Africa is small, does that mean it's powerless? Dennis Weens with Sat7, a satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, says North Africa holds a few common myths about Christianity. In reality, believers may be small in number, but their faith is strong, and they need support from the global church. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Todd Morris.